Proclamation number 6362 of 22nd of September, 1955. Reply to questions. Nothing you desire to know is reserved for you, yet the cause of your desire for knowledge determines whether you'll be considered by me. For as long as your thoughts are only directed towards increasing your knowledge for the purpose of earthly evaluation or earthly success, you cannot expect that I will comply with your desire and that you will be truthfully considered by me. On the other hand, you can receive information about every question if you thereby want to penetrate deep spiritual knowledge in order to broaden your knowledge and use it for the benefit of your fellow human beings. Moreover, it is also decisive whether the knowledge you desire is necessary or beneficial for the maturing of the soul. For spiritual knowledge, which is imparted to you through my spirit, only ever contains that which is of value to you humans for your ascent development. Of necessity you must then also know about the context, about everything that underlies my eternal plan of salvation. You must be enlightened about the cause and the aim of my activity and work and, last but not least, about your own significance, about your beginning and your destiny. In order to now also be able to understand everything that takes place in the whole of creation and in order to also be able to fulfill your earthly task. Everything that is therefore necessary for this will be imparted to you, who desire the truth, who have shaped yourselves into a receptacle for my spirit, through my spirit. Because it is my constant endeavor to introduce you to the truth and through you also to convey this truth to your fellow human beings. And if you humans therefore use this knowledge imparted to you through the Spirit correctly, so that you live in accordance with my will, the knowledge will also benefit your soul. It will progress in its development and be able to reach the degree which makes it receptive to light and guarantees its entry into the kingdom of light. This alone is the purpose of the transmission of my word, that you humans will be helped to ascend from the abyss. But if knowledge is desired which has no influence on the development and maturing of the soul, or if knowledge is desired by a person who does not have the maturity himself to be able to be taught by my spirit, then I will not fulfill his desire either, because I know whether and what is beneficial or detrimental for you. The human being should completely submit his will to mine. He should ask me to consider him in accordance with my will and then wait for what will come to him. But if he nevertheless insists on his desire, he gives another the opportunity to express his will. He willingly opens himself to the influences from the opposite side and is thus now considered according to his desire. Yet not with pure truth but with error and lies which are intended to benefit the adversary but never signify the slightest success for the soul. You should uncertainly ask me about everything, and the answer from my side will always be such that it fills gaps if I see them and want to make up for a shortcoming in you. Yet if I refuse to give you an answer, then don't insist on it but comply. But don't give my adversary the right to instruct you through your desire, who takes advantage of this for his own purposes. And seriously ask yourselves what has moved you to ask a question which is not immediately answered by me. And then be mindful and hand yourselves over to me and my protection. Do not come forward with your will, but let your prayer always be, Father, thy will be done. And you will be protected from error and falsehood. Amen.